Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff coming to you with the Dankoff Report live on RBN on this Friday, October the 6th, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I will have my usual roadmap up for this show sometime this weekend in regard to six or seven or eight major topics. In the meantime, we have a very special guest today, Constance Tanter. If you're not aware of her ex-husband, Dr. Raymond Tanter, you need to be. He was a foreign policy guru at Georgetown University, and through his involvement with the Iran Policy Committee, had very close links to the Mujahideen-e-Khalq organization, which is a very controversial organization. I encountered them personally in Iran many, many years ago when my parents were stationed there. They at one time were militantly opposed to the United States government in the Pahlavi era. They later flipped and became a part of the operations of both the American CIA and the British MI6 and the Israeli Mossad and Saudi Arabian intelligence in regard to targeting post-revolutionary Iran. This is a very, very serious situation, and Mrs. Tanter has a direct experience both with, obviously, her late husband, Dr. Raymond Tanter, no longer living, as well as with the Mujahideen-e-Khalq and the CIA and many of the other denizens of the Iran Policy Committee. Constance Tanter, how are you?
Mark, thank you. First of all, I want to first thank God for bringing me all the way to this day and taking away all my absolute fear of the absolute evil attacks that have been ongoing, and from Raymond Tanter by using his terrorist organization agents to cause a divorce that not be legal, make me homeless, death threat me. And it's quite an interesting story. And if the listeners are out there, if you're a woman that's ever experienced domestic abuse, I had severe domestic abuse. On top of that, I had financial abuse, theft of my property, illegal activities, no one wanting to hear about it, death threats. I was an usher at the National Cathedral. When I took everyone on appeal, I received a note that said, drop it or die. Bishop Chain, John Chain, was very supportive of me. And if anyone knows about Iran, Bishop Chain has traveled there in past occasions to help try to prevent all-out war.
You know what's interesting to me, Constance, is that, as I was mentioning to our listeners, I know quite a bit about these people simply because in the Pahlavi era, the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, the MEK-MKO, was assassinating American personnel in Iran and was also assassinating Iranians who had any sort of a connection to the American community that flourished there at that time. The most famous of these killings involved Colonel Jack Hawkins, United States Army, who had a link to the American embassy at that time. And then, of course, there were two American Air Force colonels who were assassinated by the MEK-MKO. Those names are Lieutenant Colonel Jack Turner, I believe, and full Colonel Paul Schaefer, spelled with two Fs. I attended their funerals in May of 1975 at the Community Church of Tehran. And last but not least, my own father, who became the overall head of Lockheed's peace logistics operation in that country in those days, his name turned up pretty much at the top of a hit list of the MEK-MKO organization. Subsequent to that same group, murdering three American employees of Rockwell International. Now, how is it that all these years later, we are suddenly talking about an organization that has been delisted as a terror organization by the American State Department, and that has, since the Iranian Islamic Revolution in Iran in 1978-79, how is it now that from the Iran-Iraq War onward, the MEK became an asset for the CIA, the British MI6, the Israeli Mossad, and Saudi Arabian intelligence? You know, give us some insight on this, if you will. I think the RAND Corporation report on the MEK talks about this somewhat. Many of my links that I provided for the show get into it. But it's the personal dimension here in terms of you were up close to all of this because of your past marriage to the late Dr. Raymond Tanter. It's quite a story. I'll let you take it wherever you want to. Go ahead.
Okay, it's actually Rogue Justice. And first of all, Raymond sought me out, according to Claire Lopez, a former CIA operative that was the executive director of the Iran Policy Committee, along with Alan Gershon, you know, big-name lawyers, generals, Tehran, really Wiley Wren, major law firms, the whole group, and they interfered in my divorce by not allowing me to have an attorney. But prior to that, Raymond sought me out because I had a very high social standing with a lot of high-level political people. I will not give their names out of courtesy, but dear, lovely friends of mine. He sought me out at the Women's National Republican Club, and he decided that I was his target, according to Claire Lopez. He had sought me out a year before. I was a widow. So he married me very quickly. I go to Vienna, Austria, and I was on the committees of, I guess, for then Ambassador Hall in Vienna. I met with many high-level parties in intelligence, and I was just going along, learning, and, you know, listening. He then persuaded Suna Samani, who was then head of the Women's Freedom Forum, to have me speak on behalf of the women's abuses in Iran. And I said, well, that sounds good. I'd like to say to everyone, I was never paid one penny for anything. And I went and I met with Suna, and she said, please come and speak in France in June of 2004. I did. I was there. I introduced Dick Armey. These are all people, if you're political, know that they're pretty credible. So I just spoke on the great interest that I had in helping women globally with a kind heart. And again, never paid. But here's what happened. They started encroaching on my life, saying they're my family. I said, I have my own family, you know, and I am a Christian. I was an usher at the National Cathedral, very publicly close to that entity. And they were just rubbing up against me. Raymond had promised them, because of my connections, he could get them off the terrorist list. Well, I faxed to Condi Rice about, she knew Raymond, she knew exactly what he was, and she did not take them off when she was Secretary of State, nor did Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. They fell off naturally. But what happened when he didn't produce, he came after me. According to RAND Corporation, this is a cult. They cannot have sex. They have to give total loyalty to the cult. I personally was met with Madame Rajavish. She was very gracious to me. I was just exploring in June of 2004. But what I never figured out is when I started having these problems, they're not for women's rights. They're fake, phony individuals. After Raymond put me through stealing my property, making me homeless in Alban Towers, where he had three apartments, which is pretty hard to afford on a so-called professor's salary, he made me homeless. Claire Lopez shows up to rescue me, puts me in her house, parks me there. Now, prior to all that happening, he had thefted out $500,000 out of my bank account, which was my life insurance for my deceased wonderful husband, and I'm still battling to get that back. But he used threats, intimidation. I had no lawyers would touch me. He put me through hell. He is evil. He's dead. But he always threatened me that he would still get me, even if he wasn't there. I wrote James Comey, director of the FBI, on this whole thing and blocked it all out in very detail. I believe that was in March 22nd of 2017. I can pull this stuff up in my head. Concerning the District of Columbia divorce, Tanner versus Tanner, case 102-DR-07. In that, I never had an attorney that would stay. I ended up having to represent myself, and I had Judge J. Michael Ryan, that considered that I was held in France, no passport, by a group then on the State Department's list, with Mohammed Mohadezin and Sarvi Chitsu to sign a one-page piece of crap handwritten letter by Ray Panter, who was not present, and with my passport taken. I was summoned there by Claire Lopez, who went ahead, gave me a ticket, and said, this is the only choice you had. I literally had $13 in my pocket. I signed it because I don't believe I would have returned if I didn't. So then I go back into court. I started representing myself, Mark. And to all you women out there in domestic abuse, you know all the lawyers really ever care about is their fee. I did find one good lawyer who took the appeal, but even if a beautifully written appeal that this never should have happened, that it needed to be heard, it was tossed out. Wiley Wren bought it. The court was bought. My disappointment in our judicial system is very, very high, which I used to really respect. And the system didn't work. Raymond, I had threats on tape. I had all kinds of evidence. I wrote Jim Comey on the interference using organized crime against the rule of law. And I wrote that on that, never heard back. I did get handwritten signatures back from he and Mueller that they received it, and the envelope back. I saved every piece of evidence, and it's all in safekeeping. But here's the strange thing. I went into John McCain's office, not knowing, thinking John McCain may help, and filed a complaint against the MEK and the NCRI at that time. About 3 or 4 days later, Comey was fired. But a long story short is the only thing I'm wanting is my premarital money and its interest. I lost all my crystal. Raymond Cantor even burned up a blessing from Pope John Paul that I had received because my deceased husband, his uncle was an archbishop at the Vatican. I had received that. He even did that. He destroyed hundreds of thousands of crystal. The judge wouldn't even let my lawyer, I had it one time, to walk through, gain my property. I was treated like a dog. So I sued his estate in Belfast, Maine, for $4.2 million, which is really under what I'm due. Claire Lopez told me Raymond has millions hidden. So now what Georgetown University did in August of this year gave him a beautiful memorial service. Ali Reza al-Jahari stood up and spoke what great Dr. Cantor was. Madame Rajavi is posting, we miss him. He was a big supporter. So all this, I want the people to know, this is all phony.
And the secretary, it's not only phony, it's absolutely demonic, folks. On the roadmap for this particular show, got a great photograph of John McCain with Miriam Rajavi, the MEK, MKO. And again, if one looks at the links that we have put up for our listeners, there's a profile of Dr. Raymond Cantor put up by militistmonitor.org. Middle East Eye has a discussion as to why and how and why the MEK, MKO was delisted as a terrorist organization by the United States State Department. And then, of course, there have been a series of interviews with me and the Iranian media over years about the MEK. And last but not least, for our listeners at RBN, anyone can read these, we posted the links of Maryam Rajavi at her own website and also the National Council of Resistance of Iran on their website. They are affiliated with the Mujahideen-e-Khalq as they were eulogizing one Dr. Raymond Cantor, again, of the Iran Policy Committee, which links up with the American CIA, with the Israeli Mossad, and last but not least, there's been a longstanding relationship historically with the Saudi Arabians helping to finance the MEK, MKO. So we are dealing, I want our listeners to understand, and I interviewed Ann Singleton Cotabanda on this whole business years ago with RBN. She and her husband Masood were two of the top people in the MEK, MKO in the Pahlavi years. They later fled the organization. They could corroborate and would be able to corroborate, as Ann did years ago on this show, exactly what a cultic organization this MEK, MKO is, billing themselves as an Islamic Marxist organization during the Pahlavi years, but certainly their trail of murder and mayhem is quite obvious. You can put this together through public sources. People who have had any brush with these people, either as ex-members or in Constance's case here, were married to someone with intricate ties to the MEK, MKO. There is an occultic dimension of this that for outsiders is not easily understood, and it's absolutely terrifying.
Mark, I'd like to add something to that. They can't touch me. God has the cloak over me, and the Holy Spirit has walked with me through this whole thing. And many people come in my life like rescue angels, and at the time that I need them. There is something in this mission And I'm not trying to draw attention to myself. God knows I hid from this for years. You always wanted to have me talk about it. This is the first time I stepped forward because he is dead. I've got a lawsuit against, not a lawsuit, I've gone to probate. But his son, Sean Cantor, who used to call himself Sean Chandler, had dropped his father's name. He lives in Maine, and his wife divorced him, Kate, that I know very well, that I took her to my country club. And his other son is Kurt Jr. He is a broadcast guy out of Maryland. They now are the good friends of the MEK-NCRI. And I'd like to add this. You know what? I hope, Mike Pence, you're listening. I read how you're supporting these people. Well, why don't you sit down with me, Mike, and give me a debate with you and let the American people know who you're supporting and why. How's your pocketbook doing, Mr. Pence?
Yeah, exactly. And
you're
and
a disgrace to America. And
yes.
You know what, Mark? I also, Raymond threatened my father. I'm working on Save the Wilson Farm of 1911. That's www.savethewilsonfarmof1911. You can look at that website. I gave Attorney General Josh Shapiro there. He ignored the corruption in the Huntington County where I am, where my farm was illegally sold and sold by someone who didn't even own what he sold. It's my farm. I was born on it. The very first day I got discovery in that case, after years, I was physically assaulted, arrested by a state trooper named Jonathan Thomas out of Huntington Troop G. I have a 12-inch scar on my leg. I've been threatened. I've been abused. I've been followed. And this is like an ongoing reach, I believe, could even be coming from the group. Because Raymond threatened my poor father, Thomas Wilson, and my dad sued these people. And it's still tied up after 14 years. I went from the local court. My dad's case was thrown out. Then I went and appealed it. The appeal wouldn't be heard by Judge Lazarus down in the Supreme Court in Harrisburg, which is a joke. So then I took another case where I became the plaintiff against these people in case 2015-1651. I never got heard. Every time I get to the first day of discovery, something happened. Well, I did get one deposition when I took it to the federal level at the United States Court case in Harrisburg. I went to the district court, sued there, and in that case, they granted me 10 depositions. Guess what, Mark? I took the trooper's deposition and they shut it down. And
we will be back with Constance Tatter when the Dankoff Report resumes with RBN Live. Stay tuned.
When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yay.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
I can't hold it on the road when you're sitting right beside me, and I'm drunk out of my mind merely from the fact that you are here.
We are back. You are listening to the Dan Koff Report, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That was the great Eddie Arnold on either side of the break, first with Ghost Riders in the Sky, and then his 1970 hit, July, You're a Woman, which you can find on his Standing Alone album, produced with RCA. I think that one is still in print. If it isn't, you can find it with the Bear Family Records people over in Germany. Get yourself a copy of that great album. We are back with Constance Tanter, the wife of the late Dr. Raymond Tanter of Georgetown University, the Iran Policy Committee, very close links with both the American CIA and the Israeli Mossad, as well as the Mujahideen-e Khalq, MEK-MKO. And, of course, the story on that can be immediately referenced with my foreign policy, VT foreign policy story in the aftermath of the Tanter death. And that, of course, is on your roadmap. We have a series of MEK-MKO links, including the Militarist Monitor profile of Dr. Raymond Tanter, the Middle East Eye story as to how the MEK-MKO was delisted by the American State Department and why. Elizabeth Rubin has written a series of stories for the New York Times on these people and all of the American politicians that were taking money from the MEK-MKO during the time that this delisting was underway. I will get those links up probably this weekend. That's Elizabeth Rubin at the New York Times. You search her out with MEK-MKO, and you will see just how deep-seated the influence of this organization is because of their links, of course, to the CIA and to the Israeli Mossad and Saudi Arabia in regard to some of the players that have been involved in their machinations over a very, very long period of time. You can actually see, of course, a series of interviews that I have done with the Iranian media in the past on the subject of the MEK-MKO. Your roadmap will show you all the pictures, including one of John McCain with Madam Miriam Rajavi. You'll also see some photographs of these American Air Force officers who were murdered by the MEK-MKO in Tehran in May of 75. And the list just goes on and on. Constance, let me ask you something. With the picture that we now have as to your life story with this, we have seen international reports in recent times that the MEK-MKO headquarters in Tirana, Albania, which was apparently being used as a gigantic internet troll farm for the MEK, MKO, and some of their international handlers, that the Albanians have decided that they had had enough of these people. They figured that they'd better get them out of Albania before Albania was drawn into some horrible international confrontation. The latest information indicates that the MEK MKO either is or will shortly be headquartered in Canada. I'm trying to find out where in Canada they would be, but I duly note that to have the MEK MKO in Canada is quite fascinating with the Trudeau government there, which seems to have no problem with inviting Galician SS Waffen officers to official appearances before the Canadian Parliament on behalf of the Zelensky regime in the Ukraine. What are the implications of having the MEK MKO in Canada? And do we know whether or not Madame Rajavi is in Canada as we speak? I don't know, but I'm trying to find out. What's your take on this? Are you there? Okay. I'll simply maintain the conversation until we can get Constance back. This is a breaking story. It has been for some time, folks. The MEK MKO, based in Tirana, Albania, was being perpetually visited by various big-name American politicians and officials linked to the usual suspects, as in the neocon community, the Israeli intelligence community, people like John Cornyn, the U.S. Republican senator from Texas, very strong links to the MEK, MKO. And that, of course, finally, it is believed that the MEK, MKO either has been or is going to be bounced out of Albania for the destination of Canada. This is a story that I think I'm going to pull up on my own till we see if we can get Constance back. But suffice it to say that as one looks at the various links that I have put up on the roadmap, it's quite obvious that a picture is emerging. And based upon the past role of the MEK, MKO, and their relationship with both the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA, the British MI6, and Saudi Arabia, a question has been raised. If the American deep state plans a false flag operation that would ultimately be blamed on Vladimir Putin's Russia and on the Iranian regime, would that be something that the MEK MKO could be commissioned to do? We'll discuss that when we come back on the Dan Koff Report with RBN Live. Stay tuned.
By my side, tasting your sweet perfume in the air, heading for the turnoff.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Their brands were still on fire and their hooves made of steel. Their horns was black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard.
We are back. You're listening to the Dan Koff Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network, live from San Antonio, Texas, on this Friday, October the 6th. Our special guest is Constance Tanter, the ex-wife of the late Dr. Raymond Tanter of the Iran Policy Committee, with ties to the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, M-E-K-M-K-O, directly and indirectly as well, with the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA, presumably the British MI6 and the Saudi Arabian intelligence people, and obviously Georgetown University. I will put on our roadmap for RBN two additional links on the MEK, probably more. One from the Globe and Mail, which deals with a whole issue of seven Canadian members of parliament traveling to Albania to attend an MEK-MKO event in Albania. This was paid for by a Canadian MEK organization. Here it is, folks, the Iran Democratic Association. Now, these MPs from three different parties collectively accepted $27,975 for travel to an event called the Free Iran World Summit 2022. And I'll let you read that article when I get it on the roadmap. It underscores that the understanding that I have of the MEK-MKO, which is the same understanding for the most part that Constance Tanter has, the same understanding that Iran and Masoud Kodabanda have of the MBK-MKO as ex-members of that organization. This article gets into the cultic character of that organization. University of Ottawa professor Thomas Junot, Middle East specialist and former analyst with the Department of National Defense, quote, "We should be worried because the MEA is a cult," unquote. "It is thuggish. It is not democratic at all. It is not an alternative to the current regime in Iran," he said. "It has no legitimacy at all inside Iran, plenty of legitimacy, presumably, with Democratic and Republican politicians in the United States, members of the Canadian Parliament that have been on their payroll, and all of these folks whose names are listed in terms of the Canadian side of the aisle in this article. Clearly, were we to research this further, which I'm going to, they undoubtedly will have links to the usual suspects, including the link that Mike Pence has to the Israeli lobby in the United States as a so-called Christian Zionist. And I'm stating, Constance isn't saying this, I'm stating that the basic popularity of the MEK-MKO in the United States for the last however many years has been because the MEK MKO has been doing a lot of work for the Israeli Mossad, including the illegal and reprehensible assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists in their own country. This has all been confirmed even by mainstream sources, by like Newsweek magazine. Let me say one other thing. There is a book out there on the MEK, 1992 book entitled Radical Islam, the Iranian Mujahideen, or MEK. That's out there. Ervand Ebrahimian is the author of that book, professor of Middle East history and politics at the City University of New York. And he says, the only way I can explain why there are American politicians who support the MEK is, quote unquote, follow the money. Constance, I would imagine you would agree with every bit of that. What do you see as the implications of what I've been able to get confirmation of through several international news sources is the relocation of the MEK MKO to Canada?
Well, here's what's interesting, Mark. Before I was sued for divorce by Raymond Cantor, I was a guest on a Renaissance panel with Mike McConnell. I'm sure people know who that was. He was the director of national intelligence. Mike and I were on the same page discussing the negativity of the MEK and the NCRI. Raymond fled Renaissance. We weren't there together. I was there on my own. And Mike McConnell, I was on a panel with him. I was on panels with some other people that were in that kind of arena of foreign policy. And Mike and I were really laying out how bad the MEK were and my personal experiences. So then he sued me for divorce. But I want to tell you another thing that I picked up just when you mentioned Canada. When Raymond Cantor stole my $500,000 out of my dead life, my husband's life insurance, my retirement fund, he wired it to Dominion Securities in Canada. He was a laundromat for the MEK and their money. Claire Lopez says he literally has millions hidden all over the place. And the last thing is, when I was living in Trump Tower with Dr. Raymond Cantor, I picked up the wrong gym bag. They were identical gym bags going to the gym. At this point, I had no idea what he was doing. It was loaded with cash. Cash.
Very interesting.
Bags of cash. Bags of cash. He was so well-heeled in money, Claire Lopez says, literally millions. I would welcome to speak to The View, Wolf Blitzer, who knows me. I call out all these people. Have me on. Hear what I have to say and disprove what I'm saying. And Mike Pence is right in
there. I can understand why Blitzer didn't want you on there because of his close links to the Israeli government, which are a matter of record.
Yeah. I know all about it. You need to remember, and your audience needs to know, I'm not an idiot. I'm an inventor. I have gone to South Africa on my own. I'm an artist. I'm a very, very kind person that does not like war, will help anyone if I can. I was literally stripped of everything I had. Raymond Cantor said, I want your life without you in it. This man was their number one pawn in their hands. Ali Reza attacked me when I hosted the Khatami, former president of Iran, at the National Cathedral was speaking on peace. I was head of his entourage. Ali Reza attacked me when I walked back to Alban Towers and said, you shouldn't have done that. I said, get out of my way. I'm an usher. I do what I want. I'll rip that mustache right off your face. I have no fear of you. And they tried to follow me, run me off the road. All kinds of horrible things happened to me. But the point is, and I want everyone out there to know, that democracy will not survive this underlying evil tone that's reaching the globe from Albania. Look at the Albanian government. They kicked them out of there. America gave them a housing. The NCRI and the MEK are one of the same. And Mohammed Mohadison, hello, Madam Rajavi, hello, this is Constance. Would you like to have a conversation? All my money was filtered through the ITC. Their 990s were falsely filed. Pat Bartel was their accountant over in Duke Street in Alexandria, and they were going to put her in Gitmo. And she said, Ray Tander has to pay you. Wiley Wren supported them. They all showed up at divorce with all the lawyers. I stood there, no lawyer, Mark, no home, no nothing. And I want them all to know I am not afraid of them. And they will not destroy me. All I want is my money, my interest, and my life. And I don't want to touch one dime of their dirty blood money, because that's what it is. They take the wombs out of women. They take children from their family. Ali Reza is evil. He spent more time in my marital apartment than I did. Raymond Tanter gave up any sex. That marriage was never sexually consummated. He was a little weird on that. But after I married him, I knew something was really terribly wrong. I was a widow, and he just, you know, fooled me. He also has a very, very vengeful personality. He's a domestic abuser. Claire Lopez was, I think, mesmerized by him. She couldn't get enough of Ray Tanter. And I introduced him to Tom Ridge. When I told Tom Ridge my problem, because I supported Tom Ridge when he was governor for years and years, Tom and I had a good relationship. Tom did nothing. I interviewed in the back of a warehouse in London, Sheikh Omar Bakri Mohammed. I got that interview on the U.S. poll. Raymond took credit. I was just trying to learn and try to help women globally. But, Mark, I have a question to ask you. Why is it that they're allowed to exist a few blocks from the White House when they've done this to an American citizen, when they were on the European and the State Department's terrorist list? Take me, hold me, take my passport, sit me down with Mahadevan, and force me to sign a paper. That paper isn't worth anything. I don't believe I'm really even divorced. I was going for an annulment, and then he died. But I still get prepped. And a lot of this stuff that's happening to me indirectly, even with my father, my farm, they're involved in it. But you know what? I beat up bigger bullies on the playground in sixth grade. But Mark, to answer your question for the American people, if you want go along with this group, that's your choice. This is America. I don't tell my government what to do. I love my country, Mark. I even had Valentine's Day with the Shah of Iran's son years ago. I mean, I was involved in it in ways that no one knows. I believe, and I've tried to seek out Congress and committees to testify. Nobody wants to talk to me. And my words are backed up by evidence. This is not some ex-wife that's all, like, vengeful or whatever. This is a woman that was really horribly harmed physically, emotionally, financially, business-wise. That false arrest that they did the day I had discovery here in Pennsylvania, I expunged it all on my own. That's a crooked judge, Judge George Zanikin. I call him Dirty Dave, the DA, David Smith in Huntington, Pennsylvania, 16652. Those cases are elder financial abuse, cover up of the crime within the own lawyers doing it. Nobody wants to listen. And I, you know, it's not a big farm. I was born on that farm, 42 acres. But getting back to this group, just give me what's mine. Why not just give me my premarital money I was entitled to and walk away from me? Or is it that I know provable facts that maybe I don't even know what I know, but I'd certainly like to talk to someone at the Department of State, the State Department, the Treasury Department that once shut down all the rest of his offices. Why does no one want to talk with me?
Well, I would argue, Constance, just looking at the Mike Pence case alone, and I have some links on Mike Pence and the MEK-MKO that I will be getting up in our roadmap description. But it always seems to point back at Israel and the Zionist lobby, first and foremost, secondarily to the general neoconservative element in the American national security nexus that has never seen a war it didn't like or didn't want to start, especially when it comes to what they're doing in this utilizing Zelensky in this surrogate war, surrogate NATO war against Putin, all of the falsehoods that had us in these Afghan and Iraqi engagements after 9/11. And of course, we, you know, get into the sordid history of the support of the British MI6 and the CIA and Israel in the Iran-Iraq war, supporting Iraq and Saddam Hussein, utilizing the MEK as part of their operation. This is truly evil business. And I believe with all of my heart, with knowing what I do know about your case and your situation, that many of the people we are talking about here and the connections that they have to the biggest players and what I argue is the world government war party at, in operation, that undoubtedly there are things that they are would be concerned could come out if the ramifications of your individual case with your late ex-husband and his estate in the MEK-MKO were to surface in a way that at least international media would cover it, even if the American mainstream media received their marching orders to suppress it. That's what I truly believe is going
on. But it's very interesting, Mark. I want to state I don't believe January 6th should ever have happened. I don't support that kind of stuff. I tried to do it legally all the way to the Supreme Court, and it still, you know, doesn't work. But the other aspect that I see is we don't need another war. We need to sit down and discuss it. The Iranian people don't need destroyed. Israel doesn't need destroyed. Ukraine doesn't need destroyed. But again, forward the money. Raymond Tanter had so much money, and they starved me down to $13 I still didn't spend, Mark. And it has been years. And what they need to know is the only thing I wanted was a divorce from this evil idiot and my own premarital money and walk away. I didn't want this, but I have no choice now but to come forward, be public. And a very special person in my life, whom I will not mention, once told me, you being public is what keeps you safe. Because all those names that you've given and marked all those people, that's the first place anybody would look. And I would like so much for them all to make sure that they listen to this. Madam Rajavi, are you listening? You're really for women? I have your handwritten letters. My dear Constance, thank you for supporting the women. I mean, these people, if she's truly for women and women's rights, why did she go along with this happening to me when all I wanted was my premarital property?
And not simply you, but Ann Singleton Cotabanda has testified not only as to what happened to her when she and her husband were at the top level of the organization many, many years ago, but that the Constance Tanter story has been repeated time and time again with other women who have had their lives destroyed by these people. At the behest of the usual suspects in the American and Israeli deep states.
Where are the women that are supposed to support women's rights and domestic violence? And this Judge Michael Ryan in the District Court of Columbia saying that I wasn't under any duress when I signed that. I mean, how much more duress do you have to be being locked down with a group on the State Department terrorist list? That's not duress.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, what is absolutely amazing, once again, is that I would suspect that maybe my people who've listened to this show for a long time have a general idea as to who these people are and how they operate and why. But nonetheless, the totally disheartening thing are a number of Americans who are unaware of the fact that these people are buying our own government in all kinds of different areas with the front money that they are receiving from these deep state sources. We will be back with Constance Tanter. This is the Dan Koff Report live on RBN from San Antonio. Stay tuned.
When your hand is on my collar and you're talking in my ear,
and I have been around.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Walking in the tall grass with our faces to the wind, watching all our fantasies in flight, reaching out for paradise and feeling it begin. The innocence of love is
we are back. You're listening to the Dan Koff Report live on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can always support RBN by going to republicbroadcasting.org and giving them your contributions. Those don't go to me, folks. Those go to our very fine network. And we, speaking of anyone connected with RBN in any way, we definitely need your support. We are leaving the great Eddie Arnold now to return in these final minutes of the show to Constance Tanter, the ex-wife of the late Dr. Raymond Tanter of Georgetown University, the Iran Policy Committee, the CIA, indirectly or directly the CIA, the Israeli Mossad, and the Israeli lobby organizations generally. They're, as we have put up on the roadmap, among other things, Al Jazeera has a good story in the MEK, MKO. Politico and Newsweek and Responsible Statecraft have weighed in on this Mike Pence connection to the MEK, MKO. That's one that all you quote-unquote Republican voters had better be looking at very closely, including the connections of other Republicans like Senator John Cornyn here in Texas, U.S. Senator John Cornyn here in Texas, with this MEK-MKO organization. Militarist Monitor, as we have mentioned, has a very incisive profile on Dr. Raymond Tanter. series of interviews I've given on the MEKMKO over the years to Iranian media outlets. We've all also listed all of those. Constance, just a cursory look at MKO Mike Pence on Google brings up a lot of incredible things, even from Newsweek magazine on Pence's standing ovation at, as Newsweek puts it, this ex-terrorist group's special event. Ex-terrorist group. That's Newsweek's take on this. Well, what do you have to say about these people being an ex-terrorist group? And what about this Pence connection to these people? Is his connection to the Israeli lobby, is that the ultimate connection here? Or are we also dealing with money links that we don't know about? You there, Constance? Well, that's Mike Pence at work, folks. You know how this guy operates. If it isn't Vladimir Putin one day hacking RBN, it's Mike Pence the next. So I will go ahead and fill in some blanks here while we try and get Constance back. You'd be amazed, folks, at the number of people who might be involved in interference with this broadcast. We don't know, certainly, but you know, I'm always curious that the NSA's internet surveillance operation is right here in San Antonio. But my impression is that they actually like my show and tape all of them, so I don't know why they would. Do you back? Okay.
I'm back. Hi there.
Don't
yes,
scare
I
me
am.
Like that.
Back.
Okay, I pulled up a bunch of things. No. I pulled up a bunch of things right off Google on Mike Pence and the MEKMKO that I've put on our roadmap for our RBN listeners. The roadmap will publish with this show. Responsible Statecraft has something out there from this past June 26th entitled The MEK's Waning Fortunes. Newsweek says Iran lashes Mike Pence after hawkish MEK speech. Newsweek thinks it is an ex-terrorist organization, not a current one. We're getting ready to close here, Constance. You have any closing reflections?
Mark, reflections are I'm available for interviews anytime through you, Al Jazeera, anyone that wants to talk. By the way, Raymond insured me for $3 million on my life. It took a lot to get that off. But I want to wish your mother well, Mark. I know she's aging, and it's a difficult time for you. I'm available, people out there. I got a lot to say, and I have the evidence to prove it. I shall not be silent.
We will get Constance back on this show at a future date. So long from Mark Dankoff in San Antonio.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.